mysteries of the unknown, UFOs, alien abductions, wonders of the world, ancient archaeology, ghosts, apparitions, secret military projects, futuristic science, government cover-ups, hoaxes and frauds. Join us as we embark on another edition of the Paranet Continuum. Now, answering questions and questioning answers, here's your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
And good evening and welcome to this edition of the Paranet Continuum, home of common sense, no-nonsense paranormal talk radio. Well, the debate continues to rage on as to what the UFO phenomena represents, where it originates, and who's behind it. My guest tonight has published a book which focuses on an interesting aspect of this mystery, and that is the mental health issues that consistently crop up with people whose lives have been touched at some level or another by the phenomena. We're going to get to that in just a moment. In the meantime, get a paper and pencil ready because I'm going to give you a phone number that you can use to fax me while I'm on the air right here in the studio. That number is 303-863-0484. Now, many of you will recognize that number as my main contact number to reach me during the week. It is. It is also a number that you can use to fax me during the week as well while I'm on the air tonight, live right here on Sunday nights. You can fax me your comments or questions for those of you who are shy or somewhat afraid to come on the air, although I don't know why. So again, that number is 303-863-0484. I'm not such a bad guy. I know that lady that we had on there a couple of weeks ago talking about that I look like a MIB on our website. Kind of hurt my feelings. By the way, for those of you who are interested, you can now hear us live on AudioNet via our affiliate KCMO in Kansas City, Missouri. If you go to our website at www.paranet.org/paranet and click on that picture of me again and follow the links to that section, you can get into AudioNet and hear the program live. Now, if you're listening to this program outside of the country via AudioNet, we don't have a toll-free number for you to call in on. But you can still call us at 303-861-8458. Again, that number is 303-861-8458. That's for people outside of the continental United States. Your call will get priority, of course, and we may have an IRC chat area set up in the next few weeks for you to interact on, but until then, all you got is this telephone number you can call. I'll keep you posted on this. Now, let's get on to some news, and then we'll get to my guest. The first thing at the top of the list is an alien kidnap attempt foiled in Israel. Okay, get ready for this one, guys and gals. On September 18, 97 this year, Palestinian Authority police investigated the attempted abduction of a 10-year-old Arab girl by a space alien. According to the Israeli news magazine Jerusalem, 10-year-old Suha Dianam was studying on the second-story balcony of her family's home in Deir al-Ajwan, a West Bank village near Tulkarem, about 40 miles northwest of Jerusalem. Suddenly, she felt something tugging her left hand. Looking up, she saw an alien holding her arm. She screamed hysterically, alerting neighbors to the scene just in time to save her. She was then taken to Tulkarem Hospital with scratches on her arm. A neighbor told the police that she heard a noise like a helicopter, looked out her window and saw a whirlpool in the air spreading ash everywhere. 6 days earlier, on September the 10th, Muhand Faras, 16, was walking home from school near Tulkarem when he came upon a strange being of a man's size but with a small root in the middle of his face. He was taking a dirt nap and woke up. Its skin was covered dark green like a frog. It had two tiny hands with three fingers each and long fingernails. Yeah, sounds nasty. The alien made a threatening gesture at Muhand's face, screamed something, and then flew away into the sky. Muhand said he had no idea where the alien went after that because he was too frightened to look at it and thought it might shoot something dangerous at him. I'd scream too if I saw something with a root coming out of its face. It's nasty. Okay, this one has kind of a mid flavor to it. Aliens ambushed two men in Punta Arenas, Chile. on Monday, September the 22nd at 11 p.m., Enrique Bermudez Sosa parked his car in a wooded area near Punta Arenas, the southernmost city in Chile, intent on doing some skywatching. Suddenly, Bermudez heard a strange skittering noise all around the vehicle. Now, dousing the headlights, he could make out small humanoid figures running around his car. He described the creatures as small, 3 feet to 4 inches tall, long arms, short legs, big heads, but could not see the eyes or any other facial details. He counted 8 aliens in all. Now, the creatures surrounded his car for 40 minutes. Then they vanished into the woods. Bermudez started his car and drove away at an extremely high speed. Smart guy. On Tuesday, September the 30th at 11:30 p.m., Dr. Carlos Munoz, an investigator for the Agrupación de Investigaciones Ovniológicas, the well-known Chilean UFO study group, not so well-known, of course, because I've never heard of it, they returned to the scene with Bermudez. They got out of the car to do some skywatching, and suddenly they heard and saw something move closer to them. They could only distinguish shadows, not shapes. Then they saw 99 feet in front of them. I like that accuracy, 99 feet. They saw in front of them fluorescent tube-like light in vertical position, suspended about 1 meter from the ground. This light had a red color on the upper part, and the rest was white. The tube was also pulsating. Immediately, Dr. Munoz grabbed his video camera and began shooting. To his astonishment, the UFO could be seen, or could not be seen, through the viewfinder. Now, he put the camera on his car roof, hoping to steady it. Still, the UFO did not register an image in the viewfinder. The two men then got in the car and fled. As they drove away, they heard a loud engine noise behind them. And from nowhere appeared a black sports car with polarized windows. The sports car swerved in front of them, and as it did so, all the needles of the instrument panel on Dr. Munoz's dashboard jumped like crazy. Interesting story. We'll have to see if we can find anything else on that. Keep you updated on it. Triangular UFO sighted over Rhode Island. On Friday, September the 26th at 1:40 a.m., six cars driving on Rhode Island Route 10 in the Olneyville section of Providence, Rhode Island, they spotted a large triangular UFO flying slowly to the east. The six cars stopped on an overpass, and the occupants got out for a better look. They had the view and UFO in view for approximately 10 minutes. The object had three very bright lights arranged in a triangular pattern, together with five smaller, dimmer lights arranged in a straight line on the ventral side of the object. The object appeared to slowly rotate during the 10 minutes or so, at which time it began to rise vertically and then accelerated very rapidly until it disappeared into the night sky. Another article, Woman spots hovering UFO near Twin Cities. Again, on Saturday, September the 27th at 7:30 p.m., Crystal R. stepped out of her home in Brooklyn Park, a suburb 12 miles northwest of the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota. The night was rainy, and as she halted on the doorstep, Crystal saw five cylindrical lights spaced evenly apart in a circle that she would estimate to be 8 to 10 feet across. The lights were pulsating on this panel around the circle. She observed the object hover over the top of her large weeping willow tree, which is at least 30 feet high. She said that she watched the object hover for approximately 5 seconds, and during that time, it made a strange, low-pitched humming sound. She said she went back into the house for a moment to get a drink of water, and then she looked out the front door again to see if the object was still there. It was, so I observed it, wondering what it was. Suddenly, it disappeared. It did not fly away or move. It was just gone and did not reappear, to my knowledge. Another interesting story. Okay, when we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Bob Teets. We're going to be talking about his book, UFOs and Mental Health. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and this is the Paranet Continuum. We can rebuild it. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's best personal computer just for you. Better, stronger, faster than it was before. We have a stark ambition to make your computer everything you need it to be. You've had it in your dreams, now get it in your computer. Better monitors, stronger, bigger hard drives, faster processors and modems. You can have the technology the government can't cover up at prices far below what the Defense Department pays for a paperclip. Call Stark Ambition today at 303-809-0274 or visit our website at www.starknet.com. Call for the best prices on components, new systems, service and repair on single units and networks.
On the information superhighway, it's better to travel with a nerd. So get yours today and put our Stark Ambition to work for you. Call Stark Ambition 303-809-0274 or see our price list on the web at www.starknet.com.
Are you sick and tired of the same old UFO magazines? Paranet has the cure. Continuum. Paranet's quarterly magazine is packed with stories you're not used to seeing in the other magazines. There's a regular series on the need to establish a first contact science, written by a psychologist on the alien abduction phenomenon. You'll find interviews with Paranet's fascinating guests, late-breaking news from the worlds of science, ufology, and the paranormal, intriguing discussions from Paranet's news groups on the Internet, and there's sighting reports, book reviews, and much more. A subscription to Continuum is only $18 for 4 quarterly issues. Call now to order Continuum at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. MasterCard and Visa accepted. Continuum, Paranet's cure for the UFO blues. Call 1-800-836-6381 and order Continuum today. The Paranet Continuum is produced by Paranet Information Services, the world's oldest and most respected network of the paranormal. Now back to your host, the director of Paranet, Michael Corbin.
There's an emergency erupting, though there will be no sirens wailing, no warning lights flashing through the quickening night. And still it builds an insidious gathering presence clawing at the edge of a dark awareness, ignorant and brutal, driven by fear. Feeding on dread. Are you ready to find it? My guest tonight is Bob Teets. He's won more than 30 state and national press awards as a West Virginia journalist in the 1980s and then founded Headline Books Incorporated, a private book publishing firm where he continues to serve as president and managing editor. To date, Mr. Teets has personally interviewed more than 2,500 American UFO percipients. Highlights of these interviews and current UFO news is included in the American UFO Newsletter, which is published by him. He obtained a B.S. in Bachelor of Science in Journalism from West Virginia University. He's a trained hypnotherapist and spirit releasement therapy practitioner in private work, in private practice. And the book he has just published is UFOs and Mental Health. It's my pleasure to welcome to the program tonight, Bob Teets. Good evening.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, and welcome back to the program. I know we had you on not long ago, or maybe a year and a half ago, when you published UFOs over West Virginia.
Right.
Yeah. Let's get down to kind of a thumbnail sketch, go to the heart of this new book, UFOs and Mental Health, and the subtitle is Book One, A Briefing on the Phenomenon.
Right. It seems to me, after having done this research for a number of years now, that there really is no well orchestrated or well-developed intervention from the mental health community to help people who sense problems associated with UFO experiences. A lot of those people who I've interviewed include a number of mental health workers of one sort or another. And as well as, you know, just the average person on the street.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't to say that all people who have UFO experiences need to see to seek help or, you know, to look for a professional or what have you. But of those people who do, I'll just give you a really brief example. There's a story that's still tracking along, and it's about Gregory Aller out on the West Coast in California, and he reported that he saw space aliens all the time, and at one point they told him he was going to be elected Speaker of the House of Representatives, and then both the President and the Vice President were going to be done away with in various ways, and he was going to become President,
mm-hmm.
according to the aliens. So, you know, it's kind of a far-out story, so Some researchers there at UCLA decided they were going to give Mr. Aller Prolixin, a psychotropic drug,
right.
And did so, and lo and behold, he stopped having his alien experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But then, according to reports in Newsweek, and I think it was 2020 here just a month or so ago, did an update on this. The researchers there began to take away the Prolixin and not tell Mr. Aller about it. At least that's what the alleged story is. And he began having his experiences again. So they claimed in the long term that Prolixin had a really good effect for this guy and made him stop having delusions. Well, you know, you can look at that in a couple of different ways. I'm not suggesting one thing or in either way, but, you know, what if he really were having these experiences and maybe Prolixin was just simply dampening his ability to access, let's say, non-human intelligence of some sort. So we have an example there on the West Coast. If you go to the East Coast, up around Cambridge and Harvard, you seek the services of Dr. John Mack, who has a pretty high profile in this field, you read Dr. Mack's book, it seems that aliens are here giving us a message about Mother Gaia and this sort of need to clean up our planet and so forth, as if we weren't quite sharp enough to figure that out. But if you look at Dr. Mack's history, he helped write a book that's called Echo Psychology, in which his contribution was entitled Inventing a New Psychology for Earth. So we can see that Dr. Mack's predilections are toward subjects of ecology and so forth, and it seems rather convenient that he has identified in the clients that he works with the same sort of interface coming from the aliens, whom Dr. Mack suggests are messengers of God, an order higher than human beings, and therefore that even all of the horrendous experiments that they may put people to without anesthesia or what have you may in fact be transcended because we are interfacing with these messengers of God. So you can see in the mental health community itself that there is no recognized approach to this subject. If you go to the West Coast, you may get a heavy dose of Prolixin, and if you go to the East Coast, you may come to find these aliens as messengers of God, bringing messages of Earth ecology and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, and that's just two real quick examples. But so what this book does is attempt to acquaint the mental health community, and there are a lot of people connected with that community out there, with a briefing on the phenomenon as I know it to be, having worked with the Human Potential Foundation. It was a private nonprofit foundation in Falls Church, Virginia. It was funded primarily by the billionaire Lawrence Rockefeller of New York. And he at that time wanted to go into the White House and brief the White House on the phenomenon and try to persuade the government to open its files or suspected files it may have had on the UFO phenomenon. So out of that came a document written by Dick Farley, another researcher there at the foundation. It's called The Matrix of UFO Beliefs. And it is really, to me, a vital document, one of the most prescient documents that I've seen in this field that lays out the possibilities of what may explain the UFO phenomenon, at least the beliefs that are prevalent in society. So I decided that it was we really needed to flesh out that document with this this book that's based upon the briefing that went to Dr. John Gibbons, who is President Clinton's science advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And we that occurred in 1993, and I'm sure that listeners recall then that about a year later, President Clinton vacationed at Mr. Rockefeller's ranch out in Wyoming. And I'm sure that the President and Mrs. Clinton joined Mr. and Mrs. Rockefeller at that time for many interesting discussions about a wide variety of subjects.
I'm quite sure.
I can only speculate that UFOs might have been among those subjects discussed. But
what else?
There, so.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that may have been a response to the Rockefeller initiative to brief the White House.
Okay. Hold on, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll get into more detail about your book, UFOs and Mental Health. My guest is Bob Teets. Very interesting book, and one that I'm sure you'll want to take a look at. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Give us a call. We'll be right back after this.
Paranet has been on the information superhighway since before there was an internet, and during the last 11 years, we've collected an incredible amount of information on UFOs and the paranormal, and you can see all of it on our website. The address is www.paranet.org/paranet. See what Michael Corbin really looks like. Is he a modern-day Orson Welles? Or go to our news page and keep up with the latest happenings in ufology and the paranormal. Click on other interesting sites from our links page. File a UFO sighting report. Read about Continuum Magazine. See the Paranet Radio Studio. Download free pictures of UFOs. Join Paranet online using your Visa or MasterCard. You'll be authorized within minutes to see all 30 megabytes of files and pictures and nearly 200 real audio files of the Paranet Continuum Radio shows dating back to April of 1994. You'll find it all at the Paranet website at www.paranet.org/paranet.
Who says you can't get something for nothing? The Paranet catalog contains detailed descriptions of all of the Paranet radio shows produced since April of 1994 and shows you how you can order them on audio cassette for as little as $5 each. Are you on the World Wide Web? You can join Paranet and get access to over 30 megabytes of text files and pictures, as well as real audio access to all of our past radio shows. Members also receive a subscription to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly magazine. The catalog shows you how to join. The Paranet catalog also has special book offers, t-shirts and sweatshirts with alien and outer space themes, and much more. And the catalog is yours free. Call now 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381 for your free copy of the Paranet catalog. That's 1-800-836-6381.
comes to UFOs, it's important to keep an open mind, but not as open as, say, a refuse can. We separate the facts from the garbage on the Paranet Continuum. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
Well, returning from West Virginia is my guest, Bob Teets. We're talking about his new book, UFOs and Mental Health. Bob, before we get into too much of depth in this, I wanted to cover a couple of these points that are mentioned in the Matrix of UFO Beliefs, because I know that this is kind of the crux of the book and the crux of the problem, actually. You have it looks like you have six things lined up here about the possibilities of what the UFO literature and the ET activity, et cetera, basically says.
Yeah.
One of them is, starting off at number one, craft from off planets but from the visible universe. Two, interdimensional penetrations by other intelligences or life forms based in or operating from another parallel overlapping dimension than our own time and space. Three, Earth-based others referenced throughout history who may be other life forms or predominantly resident in realms or dimensions that we term spiritual. Number four is hoaxes or dramatic scenarios perpetrated by various intelligence organizations as part of broader security or disinformation campaigns. Number five, and these get more interesting, I think, as they go along, broader social engineering or population mind-influencing programs designed to promote a more universal planetary consciousness and to reduce the influence of nationalistic or religious traditions. And number six, any combination of the above, including all of the above, intent unknown.
Right.
Now, the things that you started off with tonight in the first segment, Mac's observations and this gentleman in California, why do we hear in all of these people who interact deeply with this phenomena, it always seems to either have a political or a religious or spiritual overtone to it?
Yes, well, you know, I guess you and I can trade speculations along with other people who may be listening tonight, but to me, it really is about belief systems, okay? And I've interviewed a lot of people, and so have you, connected with this phenomenon, the experiencers or percipients of this.
Right.
And people, the hardest thing to do is to keep an open mind about this. It's a little more comfortable, I think, when one begins to examine the plethora of possibilities. It's simply to find one that's comfortable with one's own belief and background and so forth, mm-hmm. and then sink a nail in it and go on from there. It's either that or just to go into denial about the whole thing and try to debunk it, or just wave your hand across this entire spectrum of human experience and say it's not real. That way you don't have to think at all.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's really about belief systems and competing belief systems, because there are a lot of benefits to be had from the aspect of one who may be in the elite or, let's say, in some perhaps nefarious organizations, or connected with some things that our government thought were necessary or important in the past that are no longer so. And began to manipulate other people's beliefs in order to gain some level of secrecy or obfuscation or what have you.
What do we have here? I mean, you've interviewed 2,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
What has your experience with these people told you about what's going on?
Well, it runs the gamut, the list you just went down there of the Matrix, and that's part one of the Matrix. The other part has to do with the government. One has to say that if any of this is real, then perhaps all of it is, and I underscore perhaps. These people, I am not going to wave my hand across all of those people and say that that they're delusional or are suffering some psychological malady of one sort or another. I simply cannot do that. I have looked in their eyes. I have heard their stories. I have put them at least through a reporter's credulity.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that that these stories do indeed touch on all of those areas of the matrix of UFO beliefs that you just read.
Right.
And I really can't go any further than that, because one cannot jump to conclusions here, and as Dr. Jacques Vallée has pointed out many times in his various books, the UFO phenomenon is a hall of mirrors. I think that it's not so much about what's out there as it is in a human heart and in the human mind and in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, this is about human consciousness.
Whatever that is.
Right, right. And that's, to me, really the ballpark in which all of this phenomenon plays from time to time.
I'm kind of curious. We're talking about, essentially, and this is something I've gathered from my own research as well, we're talking about something that is changing the paradigm, okay?
Yes.
What is, in my, you know, my question is this, is that, you know, we have a certain way of looking at things. And, of course, you know, I agree, the mental health industry does not necessarily know what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear more and more people coming forward with these incredible stories. They don't know what to do with them. And, of course, you know, these tests and the things that they've done in the past have indicated that these people, for most part, are normal. So,
right, yes.
What, you know, how does this thing come around to the mental health professions? When you this book, is this book geared specifically for them?
Not really. This is a book that's, you know, I think it has appeal to anyone who has an interest in the UFO phenomenon and is still open-minded enough to consider what the broad range of possibilities are, to help explain what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And if people read this book, they're going to say, man, you know, humans play a huge part in this, not only because they're percipients of this phenomenon, but because in many cases they're the perpetrators of it. And that gets into some really dark, heavy stuff there real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we cannot simply just go into denial about this. I've been to a lot of UFO conferences and I've spoken a lot of places and whatever. And there are a lot of people who just simply want to nail a specific belief and sort of a, you know, a spiritually oriented, uplifting belief. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Other than that, for people new to this research or whatever, or to the just the hundreds of thousands of people in this country and around the globe who are seekers and searchers trying to find truth in their life and whatever, they can be swayed by an effective speaker in toward one belief or another.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to in some cases, it really can be a toxic belief system.
That's
one on a slow spiral toward self-destructive behavior.
Heaven's Gate is an example of one.
That's where I was headed, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hold that. When we come back, we'll get into that.
Okay.
1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. We're talking about UFOs and mental health, and that's the title of Bob Teat's book. We'll be back after this. I'm Michael Corbin. This is the Paranet Continuum.
Are you sick and tired of the same old UFO magazines? Paranet has the cure. Continuum. Paranet's quarterly magazine is packed with stories you're not used to seeing in the other magazines. There's a regular series on the need to establish a first contact science, written by a psychologist on the alien abduction phenomenon. You'll find interviews with Paranet's fascinating guests, late breaking news from the worlds of science, ufology, and the paranormal, intriguing discussions from Paranet's news groups on the internet, and their sighting reports, book reviews, and much more. A subscription to Continuum is only $18 for 4 quarterly issues. Call now to order Continuum at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. MasterCard and Visa accepted. Continuum, Paranet's cure for the UFO blues. Call 1-800-836-6381 and order Continuum today.
We can rebuild it. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's best personal computer just for you. Better, stronger, faster than it was before. We have a stark ambition to make your computer everything you need it to be. You've had it in your dreams, now get it in your computer. Better monitors, stronger, bigger hard drives, faster processors and modems. You can have the technology the government can't cover up at prices far below what the Defense Department pays for a paperclip. Call Stark Ambition today at 303-809-0274 or visit our website at www.starknet.com. Call for the best prices on components, new systems, service and repair on single units and networks. On the information superhighway, it's better to travel with a nerd. So get yours today and put our Stark Ambition to work for you. Call Stark Ambition 303-809-0274 or see our price list on the web at www.starknet.com.
Truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. Finding out the truth is the hard part. Join us in our search with the Paranet Continuum. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. If you're a mental health professional in the audience tonight and have a comment about this, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. You know, talking about that, Bob, if we can sidetrack just a little bit here, what's the mental health professional to do when they're dealing with something like this? Because, you know, obviously, again, they're geared toward, analyzing a situation a certain way, something that's within the paradigm or the way that we look at things.
Again, you know, we're talking about beliefs, and I'm not being necessarily critical here, although one, if you're researching this subject, you're going to find some mental health abuses along the way that contribute to this darker side of this phenomenon. But for someone who is a mental health professional, and when I say mental health, I'm talking about healers, about hypnotherapists, as well as the mainline therapists out there and so forth, social workers and all.
Right.
If someone's interested, see, we're talking about belief systems. Well, the only thing that a therapist can do is to bring to bear the therapist's own belief systems in terms of the modalities that they're most familiar with and most confident in. And that is sometimes like trying to match a square peg in a round hole.
Couldn't that be somewhat dangerous in some ways as well?
I would say so, unless one is well acquainted with this phenomenon.
I mean, we're talking about people like Dr. Mack who want to structure a psychology around earth worship. I mean, that kind of thing kind of disturbs me.
Exactly. And then there's an even darker side in which a lot of times, and again, I repeat, you know, this, I'm not trying to be preachy here. I'm just trying to discuss the broad spectrum of possible components of this phenomenon. If we are going to consider any of it, if we're fascinated by the idea of beings in some sort of exotic conveyance from somewhere off the planet, maybe from interdimensional or from other planets or whatever, we're also going to have to consider, since we're talking about non-human intelligence, the track record that our forebears have left us since day one.
Sure.
And so I'm speaking here in terms of all religious literature that that dates back for thousands of years, making reference to negative energies that have been interfacing with people. I mean, that is, to me, the record is far more full in that regard than it is of huggy space aliens coming here to check on us and to see what's going on.
Well, the one thing, too, that I think you'll agree with is that, you know, you're hearing about huggy space aliens from a very small section of that universe of people.
Exactly.
The most of the people that I've ever talked to have all come away with the feeling that this is evil.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a real strong component to it because it scares, the bejeebies out of people who encounter this stuff. And that's why, to me, a mental health worker is going to have to become aware of other modalities that are just now emerging out there on the so-called fringe. We, at the moment, and this is going to sound terribly self-serving, and there's no way around it, so I'm just going to say, we publish a book. It's called Spirit Releasement Therapy by Dr. William J. Baldwin. Baldwin is a true pioneer. He's been recognized by many mental health professionals around, and some who have very high profiles, Dr. Roger Wolger and Dr. Edith Fiore and others, who have recognized Dr. Baldwin's contribution in development of what he calls spirit releasement therapy.
What is that about?
Well, without loading the term here, and I hope that we can surpass the emotional attachment, literally, so to speak, about this. We're talking about a form of exorcism.
Okay, all right.
And Dr. Baldwin reports many cases in this book in which people have been possessed, as it were, by discarnate spirits. That is the spirits of people who have died, as well as by small d demonic or dark force entities.
Okay.
And Baldwin, working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients over the years, together Baldwin and his clients developed a process whereby these energies are released from the client after they've been accessed through usually through altered state. And Baldwin's definition of altered state is not, you know, necessarily hypnosis. He's saying, you know, if we are ill, we are not in our natural state. And so if we have a cold, we're not our usual self. If we're possessed of an entity, or if there's some sort of non-human intelligence interfacing with us or whatever, we're not in our natural state, particularly if they have become part of our aura or our etheric body somehow, down into the interstitial spaces of our existence. We're talking a quantum thing here, okay? So, and that's where the aliens resonate as well. In most cases. So Baldwin's pointing out that that many times he's worked with so-called abductees or percipients of UFO experiences of one sort or another, and accesses through the client's voice, through the client's consciousness, some of these entities who describe themselves as ETs of one sort or another. And he's found, and this, it really gets far out, and I know that you hit a giggle factor real fast here, but he's found that some of these entities themselves are possessed of dark force entities. So
so it just goes on and on.
It goes on and on, and but whatever, if that's real or it's not, Baldwin at least can report quite positive results with clients who go through his process called spirit releasement therapy. And he's the first to acknowledge in his book, this is a social scientist, this is a guy out there, right there, a pioneer reporting back to us. And he's the first to say in the book, I don't know if any of this is real or all of it's real. It doesn't matter, because this approach does bear positive results for clients. And, you know, it seems to me that if the mental health profession is not familiar with alternative approaches to this phenomenon, like Dr. Baldwin's and some others we can talk about, then they are not doing their clients a bit of good. And in many cases, they are doing them a sort of passive harm, because I'm sure some clients will just simply become disillusioned and say, you know, this just isn't working no matter what we do. We can gestalt this all day long, and nothing good is happening in my life.
Sounds like we're all out of our depth here.
Well,
in some ways.
whatever. I mean, you know, there are pioneers out there like Baldwin and others who are right out there in the front. They're scouts. They're reporting back to us what they're finding.
Okay. Hold that. When we come back, we're going to talk about spirit possession and alien abduction, the similarities of an enigma. And indeed it is. Of course, this is not anything really new as far as the similarities. Jacques Vallée has written extensively about it, and we're going to look at this coming back from the break. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009.
Paranet has been on the information superhighway since before there was an internet. And during the last 11 years, we've collected an incredible amount of information on UFOs and the paranormal, and you can see all of it on our website. The address is www.paranet.org/paranet. See what Michael Corbin really looks like. Is he a modern-day Orson Welles? Or go to our news page and keep up with the latest happenings in ufology and the paranormal. Click on other interesting sites from our links page. File a UFO sighting report. Read about Continuum magazine. See the Paranet radio studio. Download free pictures of UFOs. Join Paranet online using your Visa or MasterCard. You'll be authorized within minutes to see all 30 megabytes of files and pictures and nearly 200 real audio files of the Paranet Continuum radio show dating back to April of 1994. You'll find it all at the Paranet website at www.paranet.org/paranet.
Pilots depend on accurate, timely information, both in the cockpit and on the ground. Skyway Publications helps with both. The Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide provides convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that cater to pilots. These are free, pocket-sized guides with information on large and small airports nationwide, along with technical information, fuel and airport services, and businesses that can make life easier for pilots. Keep in mind, it's free. Check your local airport for the Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guide, or call area 970-669-1800. Call Skyway today and find out how the guide can also be a financial opportunity for you. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Check your local airport or call Skyway at 970-669-1800.
Whether it's online, fax, telephone, or radio, you're connected to Paranet, the world's most respected network of the paranormal. Now back to the Paranet Continuum and your host, Michael Corbin.
And returning from West Virginia is my guest tonight, Bob Teets, who is the author of UFOs and Mental Health. Bob, I guess time snuck up on me here. I didn't realize we were so late into our first hour. For our national audience, before we sign off and go to do our second hour locally here, what can you tell people listening if they've had an experience and it is troubling them? What can you give them as advice?
Well, of course, I would like for them to read this book, UFOs and Mental Health. It's a briefing on the phenomenon, and I think that's going to open their minds to some possibilities, and it's also going to give them some level of credulity and in which to test people. people and that from whom they may be seeking help. I would like to let people know how to order this book. It's not the sort of book that you're probably going to find in your favorite local bookstore, although there are going to be many bookstores across the country that carry it. We have a toll-free number that people can order it. It's if you'd like to get your pencils ready, it's a 800 number, 800-570-5951. To me, this is, it's, if I were a wealthy man, I would give the book away simply because it's only $8.95 as it is. But people, I think, will find a real broad approach to this phenomenon in this book. It's only 112 pages. It's a real quick outline of what the possibilities are. And then toward the end, I begin to discuss some of the approaches that some successful people are using to help people cope with this.
Now, there's also, is this going to be a series? Is that what this is going to be?
Yes. What I'm hoping is that the mental health community will respond with positive results and positive approaches to help others then begin to examine this phenomenon in an open-minded way and begin then to help people cope with it. And let's face it, you know, if we need to, let's fight back.
Sounds like good advice. Fight back. Okay, give out that 800 number again, please.
Okay, it's 800-570-5951. You can reach our, it's an answering machine hooked up to it, so you can leave your name and number, and we'll call right back when it's daylight around here right now. I'm coming in to 1 o'clock in the morning where I am.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program with us tonight at this late hour where you are. And
right.
You can also get his other book, UFOs Over West Virginia, which is an interesting case study of UFOs in that part of the country. Okay, my guest has been Bob Teets, and I want to thank him again for being on the program. He's coming up for another hour locally on 1280 Ralph, so stay tuned for that. The book is UFOs and Mental Health, and that's it for me tonight also as well. You can reach me at 303-863-0484, or my email address is mcorbin@dimensional.com, and our website address is www.paranet.org/paranet. That's it. Till next week, I'm Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.